As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, May the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, at least news. We got lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions when you can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-814. It's that 512 conspiracy got me. 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email, as so many do. Got a bunch of email yesterday. Great. Always love to hear from the listeners. At bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to our Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, RealLiberty.com, or RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, trying to do this one by memory here, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to our local listening audiences. All of your call-in numbers, the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. I've only been saying that now for a couple of years. Longer than a poem. Longer poem than I ever had to memorize. Anyway, this morning, precious metals swim in a sea of red ink as inflation floods into all the global markets. We'll talk about that. Nazi gas chambers, fuel rods, carbon trees, confidence games, and smart meters. Yeah, it's all in the news basket today. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional, all-hazard mitigation planning, Agenda 21. That's still on our browser topics for today. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Put our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Carnage. Carnage. Carnage in the marketplace. There's no doubt about it. Gold was off $12, below $1,500 at $1,488.90. Which is only about a month ago when it went over $1,500. I had to train my tongue to say $1,500 gold. Wow. Anyway, off $12 this morning at $1,488.90. Silver, likewise, going down, down, down. Off $1.66 at $33.41. Platinum, off $16 at $1,757, and palladium off $6 at $709 a troy ounce. That's the spot market. Lots of technical damage happening in here. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, though, $1,477 for a low, $1,507.10 for a high. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovice. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as they say. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back into the market report for this morning. Get this day going. Trying to get my tongue fired up here, chainsaw-like action that it sometimes has. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Just not a good day. Not a good day, not a good night either. Did you jump up on Bloomberg this morning? Look at those stock reports. Wow, carnage, red ink. Not only in the U.S. yesterday, but Asia, then Europe following. Wow, lots of bad news for everybody. Lots of red ink all over the place. Anyway, the gold market as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, of course, this is coming back up a little bit since then, was off $12 in the spot market at $1,488.90 an ounce. Silver, and that's important, that's below the $1,500 mark. You know, that's a technical barrier, confidence shaker. Well, just hang in there, little flock. Silver off $1.66 at $33.41. Platinum off $16 at $1,757. And palladium down $6 at $709. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,477 for a low, $1,507.10 for a high, $30 spread in there. And we're going to see more of this kind of action. Don't be surprised at all if we start seeing $30, $40, and $50 spreads in the course of a day. We're going to see more and more of that volatility in the days and weeks ahead. We're in the doldrums period now in the summertime. And so some people say, you know, buy in May and go away. And others say, when in doubt, you know, get out. It's up to you. I'm not here to advise you one way or t'other, just to give you the news the way it really is. No spin here. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the AM Gold Fix, the price fixtures in London, that would be your London Bullion Market Association, lbma.org. If you haven't seen their website, you might check it out. They're just about as creepy as the CME Group, Inc. Anyway, the London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price at $1,488.25 at 9 o'clock a.m. We were right on top of that. The SPDR gold shares overnight peels off another 0.91 metric tons. Don't know which one of the central bankers were buying it. Maybe one of the sovereign wealth funds. Now, the little people have been chased out of the market, but the big hands and deep pockets, they're still there. SPDR gold shares, they claim to be holding this morning 1,201.04 metric tons. Do they have it? Do they not? Well, lots of discussion there. It's valued on these spot prices, however, on State Street at $58 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 130 at 12,630. The NASDAQ closed down yesterday, 27 at 2845. The S&P 500 closed down as well, off 15 at 1,342. The crude oil markets this morning, light sweet crude at West Texas Intermediate, Cushing Hub, as they say, off another $2.07, which is good news, by the way, for us, at $96.14 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, wow, big deal, huh? Up 26 basis points and the whole world falls on their knees, I guess. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke walking with the tall boots and the big hat this morning. The U.S. dollar index up 26 basis points at 75.59. Walking away from that 71.18 forecast. Foreign exchange rates, of course, are impacted completely. Red ink in there this morning. The Canadian loonie off 50 basis points on this upward move in the USDX. However, it exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03, still above parity. The Mexican peso off 37 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents. Your multiplier, you're going across the border, get your money changed before you go down there. They don't like taking U.S. dollars anymore. But anyway, this morning the multiplier is 11.6946 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro off 27 basis points at $1.42, moving back down from that $1.44 it was earlier this week. British pound off 78 basis points at $1.62. The Swiss franc also down this morning, off 17 basis points, retracting from the $1.14 to $1.13 now in exchange with the U.S. dollar in foreign markets. The bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. treasuries, the two-year treasuries, yielding 0.54. The 10-year benchmark yield is at 3.18, and your 30 years are at 4.30. A lot of people going into the bond market trying to find some safety, some place to put their money. Mortgage markets this morning continuing this downward trend, trying to entice people into the mortgage baskets. 15-year mortgage, fixed rate mortgage, moves down from 4.11 to 3.82 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.90 to 4.59. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%, unchanged. And your gold to silver ratio, losing that advantage there, now at 44.56 ounces of silver to bring home just 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday website, the economic calendar for this morning, of course, the big news is the jobless claims, but we had a couple of other pieces that were left over from yesterday, came in after the broadcast started. Today we've got the producer price index, retail sales, jobless claims, Prosser's going to speak, Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index will be out during the broadcast, and business inventories. Tomorrow's the consumer price index and consumer sentiment. And we'll have the opportunity to report on both of those then. Let's go right into the news basket and pick this one up. The producer price index, all right? This is the core information off the Econoday website. This is the core information, which a lot of the news articles today about the economic situation are going to be based upon. It's just real simple stuff. Everybody goes to Econoday, I guess, and takes a peek. Producer price inflation at the headline level continues to run hot, while the core is more moderate. What's this producer price inflation? Well, you know, you just can't make widgets unless you got plastics and machines and lights and all the rest of that. And as all of their costs go up, you know, the price of the goods are going to go up. So the producer price index is moving up. They had a prior 0.7, a consensus of 0.6. They had a range figured out there from 0.3 to 1.0. They came in near the top of the range at 0.8. The year-to-year change is up 6.6. The price of less food and energy is 0.3, and the PPI less food and energy year-to-year is 2.1. So all that's not too good of news, all right? Then they continue here, and they say, nonetheless, the core, it's the things you've got to have, has been a little warmer in recent months. So it's all heating up. Overall, producer price index inflation in April increased by 0.8%. Following a 0.7% month jump in March, April's figures topped the analyst's estimate for a 0.6% rise. Energy increased 2.5% after a 2.6% advance in March. The main culprit was gasoline, which rose 3.6% in April following a 5.7% surge the month before. However, food also added to the latest producer price index jump. And how does that happen? Well, you can't make a Milky Way candy bar without buying all the stuff that goes inside. And so as the price of food and foodstuffs and feed go up, so do the candy bars. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So, closing out the discussion on the producer price index for this morning off the Econoday website, they say this: today's report is likely making federal officials, or Fed officials, that's the, Benjamin Shalom and his pals over there at the Federal Reserve, the bank, the officials a bit nervous about statements that they expect inflation to ease later this year. Of course, if you look around, you'll see there's inflation running every place. China's up in the air with that one itself anyway. But I don't imagine that inflation is going to go anywhere. You just can't throw trillions and trillions at a problem and expect the inflation not to follow. Retail sales, all right, month-to-month change, they got a 0.5% was their actual. The consensus range was from 0.2 to 1.2, so they came in near the bottom down in the basement. Today's report suggests that consumer spending remains relatively healthy despite higher gasoline prices. But you have to peel several layers of the onion back to get the big picture, as revisions are important this go around. So, hey, you don't like these numbers? Just hang out for a while. Next week, they'll all be changed. As they say, you know, figures don't lie, but liars like to fudge the books. Excluding autos, sales grew 0.6%. following a 1.2% increase in March. I guess they didn't sell very many autos. The market estimate was for a 0.6% boost, while the first estimate for ex-auto was only 0.8%. For the current month, outside of autos and gasoline, components were mixed. Strength was led by food and beverage stores. That's right. Everybody's got their Tostino's pizza and a six-pack of cold ones, right? That's it, baby. Drink yourself out of your misery. That's all up 1.2%. Non-store retailers, that must be the crack cocaine and the whores down on the corner, non-store retailers. And miscellaneous store retailers, that would be Dollar General, they were up. Anyway, leading on the downside were electronics and appliance stores. Doesn't look like anybody's out there getting their four-star energy appliances anytime soon. Sporting goods, yes, that's right. They set aside the basketball. Hobby? Hell, who has time for hobbies when you got three jobs going? Book and music stores, they're all down 1.9%. And furniture and home furnishings, I guess you don't need many furnitures or home furnishings when you're living in a culvert someplace in Las Vegas. Anyway, overall retail sales on a year-ago basis in April were steady at 7.6%, excluding motor vehicles. Sales were up a year ago 6.9% compared to 6.8% in March. Notice throughout this whole thing, it's all ex-auto and ex-gas. Well, here's a reason for that. Jobless claims... It just gets better as it goes along. New claims level. Prior week was 474,000. I'm telling you, they all threw their hats up in the air and shouted hoorah. In the trading pits, of course, they revised that number up to 478,000. So I guess it wasn't such good news last week after all. They had a consensus range this week for 415 to 465,000. And it came in smack dab in the middle at 434K. In what is a big relief for the jobs outlook, initial jobless claims fell back sharply, as hoped, following a giant special factor spike in the prior week. What was that special factor spike? Something that little Timmy Geithner was able to perform? Initial claims fell 44,000 in the May 7th week to 434,000, with the prior week revised to 478,000. Despite the decline, the current level is significantly above March, with the four-week average continuing to rise. Well, don't look for any relief there. Here's the petroleum status report. Yes, we are still swimming in crude oil. Soft demand is making for limited refinery production and for rising petroleum inventories. They've got every tin pot dictator, teapot, and kettle filled up with crude oil. Don't know what to do with it. They can't refine enough because they can't sell enough. Supplies of gasoline used as an indication of demand averaged 9.0 million barrels per day in the May 6th week versus 9.2 million barrels a day in the year-ago week. That makes for a percentage decline of 2.4%. Remember, last year we were in the recession, which is the steepest of the recovery. Production of gasoline remains subdued, averaging 8.9 million barrels per day versus 9.0 million barrels a day in the year-ago week. 81.7% of refining capacities, the refiners are operating at one of the lowest rates of the recovery compared against 88.4 this time last year. So things are not looking too good there either. Well, let's get into the basket here. Jump over here and pick up silver prices. We're going to have to talk about the metals whether we like it or not. Silver prices continue to slide. This off the Silver Investing News, new news, Michael Montgomery writing this. Silver prices fell sharply again on Wednesday, that would be yesterday, after making modest gains early in the week. The usual suspects for rising precious metals prices, mainly inflation rates and loose monetary policy, seem to have had little effect on pricing today. Inflation rates have been rising in many countries worldwide. China saw a 5.4% rise. Germany, a higher than expected 2.7%. And the Bank of England predicts that inflation in the UK could hit 5% in 2011. In the US, CPI and PPI data are to be released on Friday. Well, we got some of that this morning. And are predicted to be about 2.1%. These factors, however, had little effect on silver's price that fell $3.38 to $35.07 per ounce, a drop of more than 9%. Seemingly the biggest factors at play are the strength of the U.S. dollar. Now, what is making the U.S. dollar strong? I think that has all of us scratching our heads trying to figure that one out. The drop in crude oil prices, well, maybe that was Barry the Usurper's working group on corruption and speculators in the oil market. Well, and the actions of speculative, momentum-driven investors. The U.S. dollar index strengthened against for the first time this week as the euro fell due to ongoing concerns in Greece and Portugal. And Greece, they're about ready to flip the bird to the IMF and the EU. Greece doesn't want anything to do with it. They got some lawsuits coming out. You might get up and look at maxkaiser.com. Kaiser is spelled K-E-I-S-E-R. Just type it into your browser, maxkaiser.com. He's got some rather interesting things to say. Enjoyed some of his productions yesterday. The price of crude oil has been dropping since the start of May and dropped below the $100 mark today. NYMEX crude futures ended down $5.30 to $98.58 per barrel. Brent crude, that's European stuff, Brent crude nearly matched the drop, losing $4.99 to $112.60. Well, there's more. Crude oil prices have been one of the main drivers of inflation since the start of the conflicts in the MENA region. Now, that's MENA. That's not MENA, Arkansas, where the Clintons have hidden all the bodies. No, this is MENA. That would be the Middle East, North Africa region, or we could also just simply say the European, no, that would be the Mediterranean Union. The higher price felt by consumers at the pump have worried many that consumer spending would dry up and force the economy back into a recession. Oil prices had been seen by many analysts as a factor supporting the strength of silver. The poor man's gold has been increasingly appealing as a store of wealth as gold prices are outside the reach for the smaller investors. And this is a rather interesting little statement he makes next. The commodity rocket ride to outer space became most visible in silver. When we come back, we'll find out about that rocket ride to outer space.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to the commodity rocket ride here. And let's just continue right along. The outer space became most visible in silver. An entirely new class of buyers came to the silver trading table in the recent weeks. Unemployed youngsters seeking a quick buy, day traders. Wow. Unemployed youngsters seeking a quick buy, day traders. Although silver ascended by over 165% since late August, and the daily contract volume in the metal doubled and exceeded certain other normally larger market trading niches, the metal was still seen as the new it trade for many, stated John Nadler of Kitco. Of course, John Nadler is one of the most bearish people out there. Anyway, I don't even know why Kitco keeps him around. Maybe for balance, after all. He was right calling this one. He hit it spot on, whereas some others missed it completely. Anyway, what is troubling about this new class of investor is that they are driven by momentum, not investing in precious metals as a long-term store of wealth. The result has been a shift in price in either direction, and it has accelerated volatility. Seeing the volatility as a problem, the CME, that would be the CME group, Chicago Board of Trade, CBOT, oh God, Chicago Mercantile, we talked about that. Everybody listening on this broadcast knows who the CME is. We all have them on our radar screens. They moved to hike trading margin requirements several times. It would be nine times. They went up from, what, 9,500 to 21,600, and then the major commodity houses all doubled that, making sure that the marketplace was cleaned out. There's a little bit of problem with this. Everybody ought to be burning up the wires between your house and, the White House. Trading margin requirements several times in order to ensure that losses could be covered by inebriated players, in the event of extreme volatility, added Nadler. The hopes were to normalize trading volumes and decrease volatility by momentum players. The increase in margin requirements may be more than just a move to push speculators out of the market. There is increasing sentiment that the bull market for commodities has reached its climax. That's right. Spewed $50 all over the floor. When you see almost a straight-up market, record highs in a market, as with silver and successive margin increases, that's a red flag for experienced commodity traders, an early indication that we could be topping out and gently frothing. Well, there's a lot of these guys that are frothing at their mouths on that wise, but is it true? I don't think so. All the fundamentals are still there. Silver is likely to go far higher. But remember, this was all a 30-day jump. You got a 30-day spike up and down. Well, it just evens out. We were about $30 in silver before it went up, and we're about $30 right now. So hang in there. Time will tell. Be patient. Kitco News. This is the AM Kitco's Metal Roundup. Jim Wyckoff writing this for Bloomberg New News. As of this morning, COMEX silver future prices are again leading a big downside move in the precious metals markets on Thursday. Silver hit a fresh 2.5-month low of $32.30 an ounce overnight. I need to tell you, we were right up there at $48 and change, weren't we? $49, they ran up, dinged the bell, and hit at $50. Here we are, almost $20 below that. $32.30 an ounce overnight, while gold futures dropped well below the $1,500. What was it, $1,589 or something like that? Sharply lower crude oil prices and a firmer U.S. dollar index are major factors producing downside price pressure in the commodity markets on Thursday. June gold last traded down $1,570 at $1,485.70. Spot gold last traded down $1,510 an ounce at $1,486.50. And it continues strong. Follow through selling pressure is seen in crude oil and the precious metals markets on Thursday morning following solid losses posted on Wednesday. Once again, the commodity world is spooked amid a move by traders to get out when in doubt. All right, that's your old adage there, get out when in doubt, buy in May, go away, all those sorts of things. Hey, man, it's time to mow the yard, all right? Just get in the market, stay in the market, and let's see what happens by September. Daily trading limits were raised for the liquid energies, and futures trading did resume in short order. Well, let's go on, get into the rest of the news. It's enough of the metals market. Lots of stuff going on out there. Investors shifting to cash from commodities. I guess we're not out of the commodities yet. Rich Miller writing this for Bloomberg New News. Global investors have tempered their optimism about the U.S. and world economies and plan to put more of their money in cash and less in commodities over the next 6 months, a Bloomberg survey found. So that they're going to take their money out of the commodities and put it into cash. Well, that would be a good thing to do. Maybe you could sell off certain positions and be ready to buy when the prices get to what you think is going to be the next bottom. All right. Almost one in three of those questions say they'll hold more cash, while 30% intend to reduce investments in commodities. Of course, the longer you hold cash, less value it has. And then it makes it much more difficult to go back into those commodities. According to a quarterly Bloomberg Global poll of 1,263 investors, analysts, and traders who are Bloomberg subscribers, so they have a niche market here. Both results were the highest since the survey began asking the question last June. A plurality, 40%, expects oil prices to fall in the next 6 months, the first time respondents felt that way since the inception of this poll in July of 2009. So it's been a long time since people thought we were going to see a turnaround in oil. Of course, we have to go back to Macondo, gently weep, and go even further back to Katrina. All right? Here's a little bit more. The, quote, big stimulus game is over, said Bill O'Connor, a poll participant and the founder of SAG Main Capital hedge fund in New York, in explaining why he's moving money into cash as the Federal Reserve winds up its bond buying program and U.S. lawmakers look to cut the budget. Well, there's a lot of people out there, Bill O'Connor, that don't think the Federal Reserve is quite out of its bond buying program yet. Fewer than 4 in 10 of those surveyed describe the U.S. and global economies as improving, down from about 50% who felt that way back in January. U.S. economic growth slowed to 1.8% in the first quarter of this year, down from 3.1% in the final 3 months of 2010. That always indicates growth, right? When growth is slowing. Home prices fell in more than three-quarters of the U.S. cities in the first quarter of 2011, according to the National Association of Realtors. And yet, 4 out of 10 still thinks that the economy is improving. Well, bearish on stocks. The poll, conducted May the 10th, 9th and the 10th, also found that investors' ardor for stocks is cooling. 2 in 5 intend to increase their exposure to equity markets over the next 6 months. And the article continues. Long and lengthy article here. Rather interesting. Commodities have become a bubble with a lot of non-specialist investors, said Ken Welby, a salesman at KNG Securities LLP in London, a poll participant. Quote, demand cannot cope with the price rises that we've seen. All right, not enough demand out there to shore up these prices. U.S. investors are more enthusiastic about their country than those in either Europe or Asia. So I guess it just depends on which side of the puddle you happen to be sitting on. You're outside looking in, this looks like a can of crap. If you're inside looking out, you've got that rosy pair of glasses that need to be slapped off your face once more. Almost 2 in 5 Americans pick the U.S. as a top market. Only 1/3 of Asians and less than 1/4 of Europeans felt that way. Well, that's pretty understandable. Fewer than 2 in 5 Americans can read. Anyway, Brazil and China trailed the U.S. in the poll, with 1 in 4 investors citing those countries as good places to put your money. Put it in Brazil. Put it in China. You know, the BRIC countries. Brazil, India, Russia, and China. Anyway, then there's the MIS companies, then there's the NIS companies, and, well, 15% singled out Japan, almost double the amount that did so in January before the country suffered a devastating earthquake and tsunami. Wow, Japan is going to be an emerging market now. The Nikkei seen rising. We have confidence the Japanese are addressing the issues and that earnings will not disappoint the market. I see it as a relative value trade. Well, maybe we better find out a little bit more of that. We've got another story coming up right here. Let's see how Japan's doing. This morning, new news. Michio Nakayama and Tsuyoshi Inajima writing this for Bloomberg. Tokyo. Electric power company, that'd be TEPCO, said fuel rods are fully exposed in the number one reactor at its stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, setting back the utility's plan to resolve the crisis. The water level is 1 meter, that's 3.3 feet, below the base of the fuel assembly. This is not good news. Junichi Matsumoto, a general manager at the utility known as TEPCO, said. Well, find out what else he said right after this. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So, in the continuing saga of the greening of Japan, well, nuclearly greening anyway, this continues from Bloomberg. Melted fuel has dropped to the bottom of the pressure vessel and is still being cooled, Matsumoto said. The company doesn't know how long the rods have been exposed. TEPCO is trying to contain the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Pretty soon even school children will be able to say this. After a quake and tsunami 2 months ago knocked out power and cooling systems at the Fukushima station. And it's a Fukushima prefecture. That'd be like saying at the California station when you're talking about something happening in San Diego. The utility planned to flood the number one containment chamber which surrounds the reactor vessel in a procedure known as water entombment to prevent fuel from overheating. Now listen, quote, sometimes, you know, you got somebody on the playing field that really knows the story, you know, and nobody listens to him. Well, here's a quote. Quote, I've been saying from the beginning that the water tomb plan won't work, close quote, said Tadashi Narabayasha, a professor of nuclear engineering at the Hokkaido University. Quote, TEPCO must work on a water circulation cooling system as soon as possible. They've been going round and round and round in circles and now realize this is what they need to do. I agree, Tadashi. Very wise of you to say so. It's unlikely the situation has worsened with the discovery. The rods are exposed because they've probably been out of the water since shortly after the crisis started, Narabayashi said. Well, let's go over to Greenland and enjoy this one. Greenland bets on oil, metals, and cows for independence. That's right, baby. Cattle. Mm-hmm. Big hat. Unfortunately, no cattle in Greenland. Marianne Stigset writing this, new news for Bloomberg. Greenland is betting a 2-year commodity price boom will bring it closer to ending almost 3 centuries of Danish colonial rule. the Arctic island is becoming a hotspot for drillers as easier-to-access resources dwindle. Notice and remember, Hillary, Billary, and Clinton are going up there to Greenland. They're going to sign a little deal. They're going to have another deal in Greenland. The Arctic island is becoming a hotspot for drillers as easier-to-access resources dwindle. Crude prices tripled since 2008, and tighter legislation in the Gulf of Mexico attract companies such as Royal Dutch Shell and ExxonMobil. Waters off Greenland may hold 48 billion barrels of oil equivalent. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates almost double the 2009 U.S. oil reserves. Wow. The island has also become a target for companies seeking minerals such as iron and diamonds. Opening a diamond mine in Greenland. Well, there's a stronger belief. Careful about those beliefs, you know, the kind of trouble that can get you into, that we can free ourselves from Denmark's economic and political domination. Prime Minister Kuupik Kleist, 53, said in an interview at the capital, Nuuk, the capital of Greenland, getting a little Nuuk in Greenland. Greenland got a record 17 applications from 12 companies in last year's oil licensing round to explore its Baffin Bay after two wells drilled by Cairn Energy PLC in 2010 indicated hydrocarbons. Careful. Don't tell Al Gore. He'll be up there visiting. The Scottish producer is drilling as many as four wells this year in a campaign that will top $1 billion. Cairn's exploration, quote, has resulted in more interest from the international oil industry, higher tax revenue, higher employment in certain areas, and greater political focus on the opportunities for mineral exploitation. Greenland, which gets about half of its exports from shrimp, oh crap, they're going to wipe this shrimp area out too. My God. Forget all about having those shrimp boils, folks. I don't know where you're going to go to get shrimp. You know, can't get it from Greenland, can't get it from the Gulf of Mexico. Well, anyway, Greenland, which gets about half of its exports from shrimp, is also trying to carve out a niche in food production and targets cattle and sheep farming in its warmer southern parts, Kleist said. The push comes as global food prices have surged amid weather shocks, including drought. Here's a good one. I love this. Cattle breeding. Cattle breeding. We had 100 years ago, and then it disappeared. Now it's coming back, Kleist said. We import large quantities of food products, while at the same time we have a lot of potential to produce food ourselves. So we're investing a lot on replacing imports with production. Greenland had 49 cows in 2008, up from 5 in 2000. The island, that's Greenland, the country Greenland, had 49 cows in 2008, up from 5 in 2000. I don't have enough fingers and toes, folks, to name all of the people that I know that have far in excess of 49 cows. But Greenland's moving into the business, that's for sure. According to the 2010 fact book from Greenland Statistics Agency, it had more than 20,000 sheep in 2008. Wow, that's quite a few. While the island was granted home rule in 1979 and broader domestic governance in 2009, it still relies on an annual subsidy from Denmark of about $674 million, or 30% of the economy, and equivalent to almost $12,000 per person. I guess Greenland is doing just about as well as Israel. This is the way it works in socialist countries, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, subsidizing the Greenlanders. Viking chief. The ties between the two countries, that would be Denmark and Greenland, date back to the Viking chief, Erik the Red. We read that story to you earlier. It's in the archives, the whole story of Erik the Red, who moved to Greenland in 982, not 1982, 982. Yeah, Cristobal Colombo, better guess again, after, I didn't know this, being banished from Iceland for murder. Erik the Red, red stains on his hands, banished from Iceland for murder. That's one to check out. Legend has it that the island's name was crafted to attract settlers. Denmark colonized Greenland in the 18th century. Oil production could start in 5 years' time at the very earliest. We'll see this summer what indications we get from Cairn. Anyway, it is a little socialist hot pot. The island has several mineral projects nearing development stage, including a zinc mine. Remember, Goldman Sachs advised everybody to pile in on zinc? Well, maybe they got some investments in Greenland. Greenland could be a world leader in mining for zinc. Yeah, that's enough of that. Now that we've brought up the devil, let's go ahead and talk about him. Goldman Sachs viewed unfavorably by 54%. Christine Harper writing this one for Bloomberg. Wall Street conventional wisdom holds that a sterling reputation is crucial to winning business and keeping clients. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. may be the exception, according to a new Bloomberg survey. That's right. 54% of the respondents to the global poll of traders, investors, and analysts conducted on May the 9th through the 10th have an unfavorable opinion of the New York-based banking scheme fraud swindle house. More than double the negative rating for J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. Yet a month after a U.S. Senate report said that Goldman Sachs misled clients, 78% of those surveyed said the accusations will either have no effect on the firm or will it harm its reputation without driving away customers. Investors will continue to put their money with capable institutions regardless of their history or morality, said participant Christian Contino. I'm going to go back to that quotation. Investors will continue to put their money with capable institutions regardless of their history or morality. I guess the United States is typical of that. You know, as we say, in the new economic disorder, profit good, loss bad. There's no ethics. There are no morals. People not only have lost the moral compass, they've lost the map that it was supplied to. But anyway, this remark was said by poll participant Christian Contino, 27 years old. All right? This guy was still in high school on 9/11, who works as a consultant for the investment management section of what? The United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development. Any wonder why they say it's the insane children and the adolescents that are running the asylum? We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
to see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others. Go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday. How does he do it, folks? Right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of the broadcast, went through a variety of news and financial information. Still continuing along that venue for a bit further. Then we're going to dive back into FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning. Talk about Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century. But this article, talking about Goldman Sachs, that would be Goldman Sachs, to those of you that are new to the broadcast, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. I guess call them Goldman Sachs, a parasite. A parasite sucking the body politic absolutely dry. And here, what we're dealing with is that they're concerned about accusations of having effect on their reputation. All right, reputation. Well, when we studied DeLaVue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, we found out that there was something in there. It's known as goodwill. Goodwill. And anything that tarnishes the goodwill of someone acting in commerce, a business, can be devastating. And that goodwill has value. That when you have a little grocery store someplace or some huge corporation or some deviant social aberrants like this Goldman Sachs, that your goodwill has a value and it can be traded. And it's part of the sales price or the cost of acquisition in a company. They do everything they can do to protect their goodwill. Well, anyway, this young chap here, Christian Contino, here's the quote. He says, investors will continue to put their money with capable institutions, regardless of their history or morality. You can see that he's a product of this generation's education. He's a poll participant, 27 years of age, works as a consultant for the investment management section of the United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development. The bank has, quote, very capable spin doctors who will be able to downplay any negativity. Close quote. Again, quoting 27-year-old Christian Contino, an employee of the United Nations. Stephen Cohen, you've heard of that. Stephen Cohen, a spokesman for the company, that would be Goldman Sachs, declined to comment on the poll results. Goldman Sachs, led by Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Lloyd C. Blankfein, survived the financial crisis, unlike some smaller rivals, and has been a target of criticism ever since. Boy, you would have had to watch the hearings to understand the criticism. The bank, the fifth biggest in the U.S. by assets, agreed to pay a paltry $550 million last year to settle a suit filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission that alleged that Goldman Sachs had misled buyers of a mortgage-linked investment the firm created in 2007. And that was the least of the issues. The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, led by the intrepid Michigan Democrat Carl M. Levine, Levin, used Goldman Sachs as a case study in its two-year examination of the financial crisis, much the way they looked into September the 11th. When the subcommittee released its 640-page report last month, Levin said that Goldman Sachs misled clients and Congress about the firm's bets on the housing market. Quote, "The testimony we gave was truthful and accurate. And this is confirmed by the subcommittee's own report," close quote. Lucas Van Prague, a Goldman Sachs spokesman said at the time. Quote, it seems unlikely that Goldman Sachs has to expect further consequences, said Daniel Horak. We'll pick up Daniel Horak's comments after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back again to this article about Goldman Sachs Incorporated here, LLP and all that. Things are still not doing too well for Goldman, and really, they're not getting anywhere near the licking that they ought to get. But again, it seems unlikely that Goldman Sachs has to expect further consequences. Again, said Daniel Horak. This fellow is 26 years old. I mean, they're going into the cradle here, folks. A trader at Erste Sparinvest KAG in Vienna, Austria, who replied in the poll that he had a modestly unfavorable view of the firm and that he didn't expect Goldman Sachs to lose customers. Again, a product of this generation's education. Carl Levin, and Oklahoma Senator Thomas A. Coburn, the subcommittee's ranking Republican, formally referred their report to the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission, which are reviewing the findings. J.P. Morgan's reputation? I mean, folks, look at the disaster in the housing market. Foreclosure gate, all over the place. These guys, their hands are in it. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, CME, all of them? There really is. There's plenty of room in the United States prison system for these clowns. and yet they're out there living to steal again. The company was viewed less favorably than other banks by 1,263 poll respondents. While 54% said they had an unfavorable view of Goldman Sachs, 25% felt the same about J.P. Morgan, 49% for Citigroup, and 48% for Bank of America Corporation. 35% had an unfavorable view of Frankfurt-based Deutsche Bank AG, which was also singled out in the U.S. Senate subcommittee. Well, at least we're starting to wake the people up. They're starting to look at the banks. Well, this is not all, however. Let's jump over here. Chairman Bernanke, yeah, that would be the Bernanke at the Fed. Chairman Bernanke kind of sounds like Chairman Mao, doesn't it? Chairman Bernanke, Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, says the Fed to propose financial rules in coming months. This by Scott Landman. On the 11th, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Shalom Bernanke said that the central bank plans to propose regulations within the next few months for firms whose failure may endanger the financial system. Look out for that. Too big to fail, you know. Quote, we anticipate putting out a package. I'm sure they will. Cocaine and $1,000 bills or something. We anticipate putting out a package of proposed rules for comment this summer, Bernanke said in a testimony prepared for a Senate Banking Committee hearing today. It'd be Ron Paul's group, wouldn't it? On the progress of the financial stability oversight. No, I guess he wouldn't be Senate. He's a congressman. Anyway, the rules will cover areas including enhanced, God, I hate that word, don't you? Enhanced capital requirements. So that means they're bringing in the GIS, GPS, global governance system on that. Enhanced, be some kind of a computer network. Enhanced capital requirements and annual Fed stress tests pursuant to the Dodd-Frank Act. It'd be Bonnie Frank here. The Dodd-Frank Act of 2010. Bernanke, whose remarks were published yesterday, is scheduled to testify along with Sheila Bair, chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, acting comptroller of the currency, John Walsh, and Gary Gensler, chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Securities and Exchange Commission, chairman Mary Shapiro. The FSOC, that would be the FSOC, the FSOC, that's the Financial Stability Oversight Committee, the FSOC, created by the Dodd-Frank Act and led by Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner, Mr. Pilgrim's Society. Ever know about that? Pilgrim's Society? Timmy Geithner, he's the head of the Pilgrim's Society. You might have looked that up, Pilgrim. Is charged with identifying and monitoring. You know, so is the Queen of England. She's in there, too. Maybe she heads it up. Or does Timmy? Hard to say. Anyway, certainly think that he's got a conflict of interest running there, wouldn't you? Is charged with identifying and monitoring companies whose collapse would threaten the financial system. The SEC is conducting a broad-based appraisal of equity markets to determine whether rules have kept pace with the developments in trading technologies and strategies, blah, blah, blah. These proposals would tremendously enhance the regulator's ability to identify significant market participants, collect information on their activity, and analyze their trading behavior, according to Shapiro's remarks. And then there's more, and it goes on, and it goes on. Well, here's another one. Microsoft judgment spurred innovation, fairness, Justice Department says. Everybody remembers when Microsoft got slapped? Well, here's the article. Sarah Forden writing this. Microsoft Corporation's nine-year-old antitrust agreement with the U.S. Justice Department set to expire today. Now, this was yesterday, May the 11th. Today's the 12th. It expired yesterday. Permanently changed the software marketplace, making it more open, fair, and innovative, the agency said. Well, you be the judge there. The final judgment in the Microsoft case, in effect since 2002, prevented the company from using its monopoly, Windows operating system, for personal computing to quash competition, the department said yesterday in a statement. The court's decree helped create competitive conditions that enabled new kinds of products, such as cloud computing services. We're up on the cloud here on Oracle. and mobile devices, we're just overflowing with mobile devices, to develop as potential platform threats to the Windows desktop operating system. The Justice Department, joined by 19 states and the District of Criminals, sued Microsoft in 1998, alleging the company unlawfully protected the Windows monopoly by keeping computer makers from promoting browsers that competed with Microsoft's horrible Internet Explorer. The government contended that Microsoft hindered access to Netscape Navigator browser because its Java programming language let programmers write applications that ran on any operating system, not just Windows. You know, like Linux and things. Microsoft got into antitrust trouble. Trust trouble because it fell behind as an innovator and then tried to catch up by flexing its Windows monopoly rather than competing on merits. It did that most extremely with Internet browsers and media players. Well, it goes on and talks about Firefox and other things. Lots more to hear on that. This one, rather an unusual article. Some of you may know the name. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but I'll give it a stab anyway. Demjanjuk. Really, Michael Collins Piper would know how to pronounce that better than I. Convicted of helping Nazis to murder Jews during the Holocaust lie. That's right. My God. Here we go. Karen Matusek writing this, new news for Bloomberg. John Demjanjuk, a 91-year-old retired auto worker, we've all heard this story, was convicted by a Munich court of aiding the Nazis in the murder of at least 28,000 Jews at the Sobibor death camp during World War II. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. The dude's in a wheelchair, wears glasses, a ball cap. He's 91 years old. These Holocaust liars never give up.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, this off of the Bloomberg website, you can find the article for yourself. You might want to put it in your all things Holocaust hoax, all things hollow hoax file. Anyway, again, John Demanjuk, a 91-year-old retired auto worker convicted by a Munich court of aiding the Nazis in the murder of at least 28,000 Jews. It's all round zeros there, at least 28,000. Not 6 million, but 28,000. That's quite a difference anyway. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. 91 years old, he'll come out at 96. I certainly hope he outlives this sentence long enough to come out and piss on the front door of this court. That would be nice. The Munich Regional Court found him guilty today after almost 18 months of trial. You know, some people would be consider themselves to be blessed to reach 91 years of age. This fellow's life has been destroyed by the Israelis and the U.S. and the Talmudists for all these years. But anyway, the former U.S. citizen who was deported to Germany in 2009 and accused of being a guard who helped herding Jews to the gas chambers at the camp in German-occupied Poland during 1943, Demandrick had denied the allegations, and well, he should. And well, he should. Of course, Michael Collins Piper, I believe, was very helpful in getting John back to the U.S. Today's ruling closes what may have been Germany's last major Holocaust trial. Well, don't believe that. They're going to continue to roll out survivors and victims and criminals forever and ever. It's the new religion on the planet, the hollow hoax. Anyway, the Nazis killed an estimated 6 million Jews. Well, it all depends, I guess, on new math to make that number work out. In death camps throughout Europe during the war, the nation lifted its statute of limitations for murder in 1979, allowing prosecution of Nazi criminals in its courts to continue. Wow. How about all of the United States military, and how about all the British military that were participant in the death of all of those Germans in the occupation of Germany? They got the courts open now? Maybe we need to start lining them all up. The judges didn't have to ask whether, quote, a German court has the political or moral right or duty to try this case or not, close quote. Ralph Alt, the presiding judge, said after delivering the verdict, "We had to try charges against an individual person, just like we do in every other case every week of every year." The trial began in November of 2009 and has attracted worldwide media attention, including here on Become Vocal Local. Hearings were limited to two sessions of 90 minutes a day because Demandjuk suffers from an incurable bone marrow disease and back pain. He followed the hearings on a hospital bed, usually wearing a blue baseball cap and sunglasses, these heartless bastards. Anyway, U.S. and Israel? Well, Demandzhuk, a native of the Ukraine, my God, the horrors there. Joseph Stalin, the butcher, Budapest, wiping out some 20 million Ukrainians, white Russians, Russia, starving them to death in the middle of the winter by cutting off their foods and water and energy supplies. But we don't want to talk about Stalin's war of extermination from 1941 to 1945. Later, lived near Cleveland until he was stripped of U.S. citizenship and extradited to Israel in 1986. He was tried there on charges that he was Ivan the Terrible, the guard who tortured Jews while herding them into gas chambers at the Treblinka concentration camp. Unfortunately for the Israelis and the ADL, his conviction and death sentence in that case was overturned in 1993 by Israel's Supreme Court, who said that there was reasonable doubt that he served at Treblinka. I would have to say that there was probably reasonable doubt in regards to the gas chambers at Treblinka as well. Anyway, continuing along, the Demandzhuk, interesting name, returned to the U.S., regaining his citizenship in 2002. It was revoked again by a U.S. court over his alleged role at Sobibor. Sobibor. Sobiboring. The prosecutor's principal evidence in the case was an identity card and staff list that indicated that Demandzhuk served at Sobibor from March until September of 1943. The fact that he was at the camp was enough for a conviction, because everyone who worked there supported the Nazi death machine, prosecutors said. So I guess everyone that supported the United States side of World War II and World War I, everyone that supported the British side of World War I and World War II was enough for conviction, because everybody that supported that net American, U.S., Anglo-American death machine could be convicted. Well, interesting. I wonder how that would play out on the larger scale. Sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, I'd say. Landis and Geyer, I guess you could say the same thing about Israel. I guess you'd say the same thing about the Israel death camp they call Palestine. Gaza Strip, Jordan land stealings, and all the things that they're doing over there. But, you know, they are kind of double-minded, aren't they? Anyway, Landis and Geyer said to get takeover bids from Toshiba TVG Capital. What's this all about? Landis and Geyer, G-Y-R-A-G, a Swiss electronic metering company, received bids from Japan's Toshiba Corporation and two private equity firms in a sale that may fetch about $2 billion U.S. According to two people with knowledge of the matter, TPG Capital and EQT Partners AB submitted proposals by the May 9th deadline. And Landis and Geyer's board had planned to discuss the matter at a meeting on May the 10th, said people who declined to be identified because the details are private. Other companies included General Electric and Bain Capital, LLC. They dropped out of the process, said one of the people. It continues along. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Founded in 1896, Landis and Geyer operates in 30 countries with about 5,000 employees, offering meters, heads up there, Agenda 21 clan, for clients including E.ON, AG, Centrica, PLC, British Gas Unit, and PG&E Corporation. The company, controlled by Australian investment firm Bayard Capital, makes smart meters that allows utilities to check energy use remotely and can be connected to equipment that shows customers when rates are the highest. The company's clients' network is probably attracting bidders like Toshiba, Masahiko Ishino, an analyst at Mitsubishi, UFG Morgan Stanley Securities Company in Tokyo, said, for Japanese firms such as Toshiba, an acquisition is a quick way to expand in the smart grid-related businesses after focusing mainly on information technology operations. Kaisuke Yoshimori, a Toshiba spokesman in Tokyo, declined to comment on any specific bid and said the company's working on smart grid business in a variety of ways. So there's smart grids meters coming to you, and they're going to now be Toshiba brand in your yard. A smart grid system more efficiently regulates the use of energy from the main grid and independent sources with current fluctuations like solar, wind, and biogas, and the storage of the energy they produce. So we get involved with solar, wind, and biogas, and because these are intermittent sources of power, highly unreliable, you're going to get a smart meter, and you're going to pay more when there's a lot of, and it'll pay more even when there's less. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we're going to turn back our attention to the hazard mitigation FEMA. FEMA, for those of you that haven't been following along this week and last on our, 14-part series now, trying to bring to your attention just what is hazard mitigation planning. You know, we've got the tornadoes running, raging through the south. We've got flooding all up and down the Mississippi River. We've got Katrina in the background. We have preparedness being spouted out on these various and sundry news feeds that come out that, we hear about it all the time. Preparedness, getting prepared. You want to be prepared. You know, you need your bug out bag. You need your storage foods. You need your water filter, you need your seed bank, you need all of that stuff, right? You're going to have your Bible, your bullets, and your beans. You need to be prepared. You need to buy silver and gold and platinum, palladium, and rhodium and things like that. Get out of the dollar market and be ready, you know, because the apocalypse is coming, or the apocalypse, or however you want to look at it, depending on who you listen to. And there's lots of people that are involved in the alternative media system. You know, they're, on one hand, they're, you know, scaring the hell out of you about runaway illegal aliens coming into this country. And or they turn around and they scare the hell out of you with, you know, the Nibiru thing coming in, and they encourage you to get handy talkies and all of that. And it's rather an interesting phenomenon, because the two things they never talk about is the United Nations. They never discuss the United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda, which is a treaty that we're involved in, whereby the whole world has become just one big pasture. And everybody has a complete right, according to the United Nations, to just drift from one pasture to the next pasture looking for a blade of grass, a nice tasty morsel, or a job, a piece of work, and a drink of water. Water everywhere. Blue gold, as they call it now. The other one that they don't like to talk about is this United Nations-driven Agenda 21, FEMA Hazard Mitigation Planning System, which has brought all of this on us and at us at the local level. This is how we militarize our people, our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. This is how we have lost so much of our freedoms. You know, they hate us for our freedoms. But they don't want to talk about these things. Instead, they just focus on, you know, storage food. And that's all right. I mean, in case you, unless you trace it out and find that they're also supplying the government and the military with the same storage food. It depends, I guess, on your point of reference there. But we've been into this McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan. We could certainly open up the Berry County Hazard Mitigation Plan. And likely, no matter where you are on the planet, whether you're in Australia this morning or England or Scandinavia, whether you're in Canada or Greenland, you have a hazard mitigation plan system in your country, too, because this is a global agenda. This is a Chapter 7.59 out of the United Nations Agenda 21. And so we've been looking directly at, not hypothetically, but directly at a hazard mitigation plan for the most far southwest county, small county. There are 114 counties in Missouri, but the most far, extreme far southwest county in the state of Missouri. And it's absolutely a rural place. I mean, you have to drive out of the county to find something that you need, almost. All right. And they passed this. They approved this as if they needed it, which they don't. But they did. And they wanted the money. And that's why they did it, was because they wanted the handouts. They wanted the freebies. All right. And every time people, you know, put their hands out for unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control inevitably are clamped upon them. And so we've been going through these objectives out of this hazard mitigation plan, left off yesterday with this objective 3.2, action step 3.21, the acquire and preserve parcels of land located within FEMA-designated 100-year floodplains from willing and voluntary property owners. You know, when we say, you know, KQT says don't comply, we need to understand that we're talking about voluntary compliance. All right? Your silence is implied consent or assent to these various tyrannies. But more importantly, when you voluntarily comply, when you sign your name on the dotted line, microprint, if you were able to decipher the microprint, you'd probably condition your signature. But when you sign your name on the bottom line there, you buy in. And so when they talk about acquiring and preserving parcels of land, what are they talking about? They're talking about going onto all of the floodplain areas, not just in McDonald County, Missouri, but all across the United States and around the world, going into these disaster-prone areas and buying up the land. And if they can't get you to voluntarily sell it to the county or your city or your town or your state, then they'll just fire up the eminent domain program and get you out of there. Or they will, as our caller from Baja yesterday discussed, they'll just lean on you with their body of model codes and model acts, and they will fine you right off of your property with code violations arbitrarily and capriciously applied. It happens, and it happens a lot. So again, acquire and preserve parcels of land. And when they do that, these are set aside as forever banning any future human use. Now, it's pretty arrogant of FEMA to think that they could say forever. They can't seem to get their act together to run the country even 100 years on this fiat monetary system, but they would like to claim that a forever withholding of human occupation or use or development, they'd like to think that. But it just shows you the ignorance and the arrogance and the mindset of these Talmudists that write this crap up and then foist it off on us, we the sheeple. But again, they want to acquire and preserve parcels of land located within the FEMA-designated 100-year floodplain. And, of course, they've just gone through a remapping program, and they've altered all of the maps, broadening the hem of the garment, increasing the size of the umbrella, calling lands 100-year floodplains that, in the past, had not been wet. And then they continue contact owners with property located within the designated 100-year floodplain and provide information about federal flood mitigation programs. So the idea is to get people to buy in on flood insurance. That's right. It's the big insurance companies, just like your automobile insurance, just like your health care insurance. Insurance is such a scam, just like Goldman Sachs. But it's such a scam that most people shy away from it by nature. And unless someone is forcing you to do it, you don't. But that's not going to cut it, because they want this floodplain insurance. They've got to be able to steal from millions and millions and millions of pockets to be able to deal with something like Katrina or this devastation in the wake of these tornadoes. They want to avoid repetitive loss claims, and they want to, of course, increase their profits. So we drop down a little bit here, and we find under objective number 4.2 that they want to increase the number of county residents that maintain an active NFIP flood insurance policy by 10% by the year 2015. We left off there yesterday, but this puts the hat of insurance salesman on your county commissioners. Can you imagine? And it's a federally mandated insurance program. Now, nobody come out and holler about that. Everybody's talking about Obamacare. But this has been around for years. Just like your mandatory automobile insurance, you know. Your papers, please. They also talk about promote earthquake awareness programs at the community regional festivals and events. They want to build this terror storm in your mind. They can't sell these initiatives as long as you're not afraid, but if they can make you afraid, whether it takes Fukushima, a tsunami, whether it takes wildfires in Texas, whether it takes tornadoes in Alabama, whether it takes flooding along the Mississippi, whether it takes blowing the dikes and flooding farmland in Missouri and elsewhere, they have to do something to promote their terror war, their war on terror. After all, this government is globally. The GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, the scheme, is terrorism. A system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. It's Al Anthony on his broadcast, Become Behind the Woodshed, on Sundays, 2 to 4 o'clock, here on Oracle. But this is one of the things they're talking about here. Then they also say promote dam safety programs at community regional festivals and events. Can you imagine promoting dam safety? Wow. Well, unfortunately, Dorothy, once again, it comes right into the agricultural community, because so many people out here ranch and raise stock that few and far between are those ranches that don't have farm ponds. And a lot of times those farm ponds are built because an earthen dam was created with the farmer's tractor in a depression, a low place, or a swale on their property. And they just fill in one end and it fills up with rainwater, and the stock come down and drink there. But that is considered by FEMA as a dam. And they want to promote their dam safety, no matter where the safety cult leads them.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as we study further into this hazard mitigation planning system, we see that so much of it is based upon propaganda, all right? And it's propaganda that's being directed at you from your county government and from your regional councils of government as an extra constitutional layer inside of your state. They're extra governmental and extra constitutional nonprofits working as conduits for the international propaganda and the international community financing. They throw open their call windows and they call out like, you know, a hog rancher, you know, "Sweet, sweet, come on, piggy. Come on out there and get your nose in that trough." And they do, boy, they come. All the county commissioners just rush up there and they want the money. All the volunteer fire people and all the first responders, they all rush up there. They want the breathing apparatus and the new FEMA fire trucks, you know. They like that. It's kind of a Tonka toy syndrome, a G.I. Joe syndrome. You know what I'm talking about. All right, they march around in their black BDUs, which are made in China, and they wear their, you know, duty boots, all that. Yeah, you've seen it. Might have too. It makes me sick. Promote earthquake awareness programs at community regional festivals and events. And so all we've been hearing about, you know, is the New Madrid Fault. The New Madrid Fault. The New Madrid Fault. Here in the Southwest in the Ozark Plateau, of course, the New Madrid Falls runs through this area. So what? Ain't exactly the Ring of Fire, Dorothy. Anyway, continuing. It says, educate your property owners, financial institutions, and county residents on the affordable individual mitigation and preparedness measures that can be taken before the next hazard event. My God, it's a long stream. The idea of being able, I mean, how absolutely ignorant and arrogant it is to think that we could actually indemnify ourselves with insurance against anything and everything the creator of the universe could throw at us, including Nibiru. Maybe it's the Anunnaki this week. I don't know. Coordinate seasonal educational materials. They never stop. On individual and family preparedness mitigation measures. Get that bug out bag ready now. And display and distribute routinely to county citizens and officials alike. All right? Think I'm joking you? Not joking. All right. Let's set aside the mitigation action list and evaluation. And go back to the training manual, all right? This is Getting Started, State and Local Mitigation Planning, the how-to guide, getting started with hazard mitigation planning. Six broad categories of mitigation measures include prevention, property protection, public education and awareness, natural resource protection, and emergency services and structural projects. Measures such as dams, levees, seawalls, bulkheads, revetments, high-flow diversions, spillways, buttresses, debris basins, retaining walls, channel modifications, storm sewers, and retrofitted buildings and elevated roadways and seismic protection. And this structural project has been in the news and news articles that we could have been sharing with you on a day-by-day basis ever since the tsunami on March the 11th that took out Fukushima's Daiichi. Planning, the guide continues on page 1-9, chapter 1, page 9. Planning reduces losses and facilitates recovery. Most of them, then they go on, we've shared with that before. As such, the city undertook an acquisition and relocation program. I'm going to come back up a little bit. To substantially or permanently reduce flood hazards in the county, and to revitalize existing neighborhoods and business developments in a long-term effort to empower citizens to be self-sufficient. And I told you where this word comes from. You should scrub your mouth out with soap if you find yourself using their terminology. My suggestion, if you want to say such a thing, is to consider or contemplate the opportunity of becoming self-reliant. First, put your trust in the creator of the universe, which puts all that wonderful food and flora and animals outside your door, and filled up our little globe here with water and oxygen. Be self-reliant. Rely first on the Creator, and then rely upon yourself. Be self-reliant. Self-sufficient is a pipe dream. It's a socialist game, and you can never be self-sufficient. None have been. As such, the city undertook an acquisition and relocation program to reduce potential losses from storms using federal and state funding. The city had acquired approximately 100 houses before Hurricane Floyd hit in 1999. Of these houses, 95% would have been flooded, and more than 75% would have been substantially damaged. And guess what they did? They bulldozed them down, just like they're doing up in Michigan. Planning contributes to sustainable communities. It builds partnerships. Wow. All right? You want to talk about the idea of building public-private partnerships? Well, FEMA is right here, Advancing Agenda 21. Planning builds partnerships. Hazard mitigation planning is one of the best ways to enhance collaboration. You know, collaboratively writing, they do that for Bloomberg. Collaboration, that's a big thing now. You know, no one can do it alone, but together we can. Even carrying water, you know. Anyway, enhance collaboration and gain support among the parties whose interests might be affected by hazard losses. Working side by side, holding hands, singing kumbaya, a broad range of stakeholders can forge partnerships that pool skills, expertise, and experience to achieve a common vision. That's common cause, common purpose. Yeah. For the community or state, now we're talking communitarianism and communitarian law, helping to ensure that most appropriate and equitable, it's always equity, right? It's environment, it's economy, and it's equity, the three E's of sustainable development. All right? The increased collaboration may also reduce duplication of efforts to result when stakeholders work in isolation. Right? They don't want you to be an individual. They don't want you to think on your own. Hazard mitigation planning is most successful when the public and elected officials, now the public and elected officials are interesting, isn't it? What a mix. Support mitigation programs. We're the private sector. All the appointed agencies and boards and councils, they're the public, and then there's those that were elected. We have elected and unelected boards and councils here. Support mitigation programs and the identified mitigation actions support other community goals and objectives. And we're, like I said before, when we return to our study of legal positivism, which is what really what we're talking about this morning, we'll find out more about that community goals and objectives. Planning contributes to sustainable communities. Doesn't get any closer than that, no, does it? Twice on the same page, they use sustainable. There has been an increasing awareness in the last few years of the concept of sustainability. I'd say so. This is 2005. By 2005, I was already on the air. So was Jackie Pertrew, Dennis, Darren Weeks, Vicki Davis, Michael Shaw, Michael Kaufman, Tom DeWeese, Henry Lamb. And the list is just almost endless of the people that were warning you about the oncoming Agenda 21. But certainly there has been an increasing awareness in the last few years of the concept of sustainability and its intrinsic link with natural and human-caused hazard risk reduction. You know, rocks have more rights than people. Sal Anthony says, and recently, animals will now have rights too. They'll have equal rights. There'll be a new equal rights amendment for the animals. That way they'll have the same penalties, pains, taxes, and exactions. The present generation passes on to the next economic and social environment that will provide a continuing high quality of life. That could be out of a teleprompter right off in front of Barry the Usurper. States can provide guidance and assistance and assist local communities in the development of hazard mitigation plans. The states will be working with FEMA to develop their own mitigation plans and will know what FEMA is looking for to approve plans under DMA 2000, that's the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000. In turn, states will work with their communities to help them produce a plan that will meet DMA 2000 criteria. You will comply. All right, sustainable communities. A sustainable community, this is a sidebar, right? Again, the planning guide here, considers the following issues when planning for and with their citizens. One, top of the number one, a sustainable community, number one, environmental quality and quality of life. Two, disaster resistance. Three, economic vitality and fair legacy for future generations. And a fair legacy for future generations. The impact of its actions and policies on adjacent jurisdictions as well as the greater surrounding region and beyond. So this is your multi-jurisdictional considerations there. And, you know, we're always talking about future generations, but unfortunately, they're never very specific. How far out into the future are we looking to preserve everything for? Will those young people ever even realize that we gave it all up for them? Will they ever have any access to it? Don't hold your breath. But unfortunately, we're out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.